Ethim, Yudches Yutes and Chaf deal with chatzitza by fingernails. The basic story in Se'if Yudches is if I have tso'a shetacha satzipor and that's shelo keneged habasar, it's a chatzitza. If it's keneged habasar, it is not a chatzitza. Just a word about fingernails. There are three different parts, la halacha, of the fingernails. The part of the fingernail that is dovuk to the basar, no? Generally that part is like reddish. Then there's the part of the fingernail that is keneged habasar, but is not dovuk to the basar. Then there's the part of the fingernail that is shelo keneged habasar. Generally, guys only have two of these three parts. Guys generally don't have fingernails that stick out that long. That's mamash shelo keneged habasar, that protrudes beyond the basar. But technically speaking, there are three different parts of fingernails. Now, the halacha is that the tso'a tachas hatziporen is going to be a chatzitza if it's shaloi keneged habasar. But if it's keneged habasar, it's not a chatzitza. The tso'a is basically the natural dirt that builds up under your fingernails. However, the batzik tachas hatziporen, if I have dough tachas hatziporen, batzik I saw in Rav Wasner's Sefer. He understands that batzik means any substance that comes from the outside, so it is a chatzitza whether it's keneged habasar or shaloi keneged habasar. And as such, the min of nashim is that they cut their fingernails before they go to the mikvah. It says b'shas tevila. It doesn't really mean b'shas tevila. It doesn't mean that when she's in the mikvah, she's cutting her fingernails. It means that before she goes into the mikvah, she cuts her nails. That is the basic shita over here. Now the Taz in Sif Katin Yud Tes raises the question that if we know that the batzik, even if it's keneged habasar, is a chatzitza, and the tzaya shalom keneged habasar is a chatzitza, so chatzitza is true also in the tilas yadayim. How come we don't cut our fingernails before we wash the tilas yadayim? And that's a kasha that the Taz addresses, and the Taz basically says that we are so mech on the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam holds that the only type of tso'a that is going to be a chatzitza is if it's tso'a that's dumya to the tit. Only if it's the type of tso'a that's mamish, adhered, and stuck, only that tso'a is going to be a chatzitza. But any other tso'a is not going to be a chatzitza. The Shach says something very similarly to the Taz. The Taz says that we're so meich on the Rabbeinu Tam. The Shach sounds like me'ikar hadin, we hold like the Rabbeinu Tam. And we hold that the only type of tso'a that's a chatzitza is if it is type of tso'a that is a mamish davak to the basar. But again, I think there's a slight difference between the way the Shach presents it and the way the Taz presents it. But what should emerge, l'cha'ora, is if you have batzik. Let's say you were just kneading some dough, where there's some external matter that just got under your fingers. So l'cha'ora, you have to get rid of that before you wash netilas yadayim, no? The only heter that we have over here is that, the tso'a is only going to be a problem if it's tso'a dumya de batik. But batik for sure is going to be a problem, no? So therefore, what we have to do is if it's keneged habasar, right, if it's low down dirt, keneged habasar, so then l'cha'ira, you have to remove it from the tilas yadayim, lower isin is harim bazen, no? I don't think people are careful about this, but that's what should emerge both in the Shach and from the Taz. When we mentioned that the minhag of the Mechaber is that you cut your nails before Tevila, so how much do you have to cut the nails? Do you have to cut part 3 of the nail, the Tziporen that is Shalom Keneged Habasar? Do you even have to cut part 2 of the nail, the Tziporen Keneged Habasar, and only leave the area that's Dovuk to the Basar? So the Chochmas Adam Paskin is that you should cut even the part 2 of the nails. B'diyev, if you only cut part 3 of the nails, would suffice. V'chadchi, you should cut part 2 of the nails. I think that means the nails would be very, very short. I think that's the practice. I think the practice is to follow this Chochmas Adam, that the Imamish cut the nails all the way down to the Keneged HaBasar area, that the only part of nail that remains is the part of nail that is Mamush Dovuk to the basar. Okay, Barry, you had a hara? Comment, joke?
Question. So the part that it's lemaisa for tilas yadayim, it has to. It's gonna be a problem if it's dovuk to it. How do we?
If it's tso'a that is dovuk or a thick type of tzoa, dumya de tit, like tit hayotzim, the Rabbi Natam says. So that type of tzoa would be chatzitza, yeah. I think so. Now, what happens sometimes, so the practice is that you cut your nails. Let's say you have an ingrown nail. An ingrown nail is mamash like a makashe neksiv batayra. It's like a dreadful experience. It's extremely painful. What do you do about these ingrown toenails, ingrown fingernails, and you have to go to the mikvah? The way they basically treat them is that they bend the skin down and they bend the nail up so the nail continues to grow out. No? Now the problem is that the nail is continuing to grow out, and as such, you're not going to cut the nail. If you cut the nail, first of all, it would kill. It's like, it's really bad. Ingrown toenail is awful. Right? But if you would cut the nail, it would defeat the entire refuah, because the refuah is that you want to grow out a little bit and then cut it so that it continues to grow in a straight sort of way, rather than growing in. So if you have an ingrown toenail, let's say, can you go to the mikvah with the ingrown toenail? So this might be the pshat in Se'if Yotes. If you have a napach al makom hatziporen, if you have a bubble on where the nail is, and it's the type of area that in the yachol lo lachtof lo lachateit, and you can't cut it down, so if it's so nefucha that the tit is not near it, so then it's not a chatzitza. Right? That's the basic din. In other words, if you have like a swelling over the nail, and you can't get the dirt out from underneath it, so then it is not a chatzitza. That's the din. The pashtus is that this din is really the same type of case that we have with an ingrown nail. And we have to figure out how come l'maisa it's not a chatzitza, especially according to the Shach. The Shach, we'll see in Sif Katin Chafhei, paskins like a Ra'avon, that fundamentally nails are a chatzitza once it's kosha omed likatzeitz. No? The Gemara has an expression called omeid liktos is gekatzitz dummy. Right, since you cut it off, it's like you cut it off already. I'm a male of the nail. The part I'm going to cut off is a chatzitza on itself. The shach holds that the nail itself is a chatzitza, at least rechoshesh for this ra'avon. So if that's the case, I'm going to eventually cut this nail of the ingrown toenail off. How come it is not a chatzitza now? So I think that's a kasha that's worth addressing. The answer probably is Pisrei Tshuvos of cutting Yud Beis. Pisrei Tshuvos of cutting Yud Beis quotes from the Chsam Sefer, the minhag that I do not endorse. I do not support this minhag. No one should try it, which is the minhag that the kalas shave their head. No? There was a friend of mine, actually, who decided that he was becoming yeshivish. Becoming chassidish. He had formerly been sort of yeshivish, but he was becoming chassidish. And then he was going out with the girl. And it bothered him that the girl didn't want to shave her head after the wedding. So he went to the Skver Rebbe. And he asked the Skver Rebbe about whether he should break off a shidduch with a girl who doesn't shave her head, or refuse to shave her head. Because that's the chassidish minhag, kamol shekosov in the Halach Gersam Sefer. Right? So the Rebbe told him, Reb so-and-so, the minhag in Skver is that after the husband shaves his head, the wife shaves hers. He was a guy, you know, with a chup. A guy, he looked, you know, like a regular, like Yeshiva Bachar in Chevron. He didn't have shaved head. Right? But chassidim, both the husband and the wife shave their head, no? Someone points out in the Satmar Rav's biography, it says that when it says in Shulchan Aruch there's a minhag l'galeach erev Shabbos, that means that you shave your head. Right? We don't think of it that way, most of us. Right? We shave our faces before Shabbos if we don't have beards. But okay, so there is a minhag in the Chsam Sefer that women shave their heads. The minhag probably is based on one of two things. Either it's based on there was some concern for lice at some point, practical issue, so they shave the head, or else it was like a gezeira atu priyas harosh. In other words, if you're really worried about seyar coming out, about not uncovering your head in public, so one good way to make sure you ain't going to uncover your hair in public is you don't have any hair. Right? It's how it works. And the minig was based on that. Now the problem is that the minig in certain communities is that they would shave their heads after Be'ilas Mitzvah. So frankly, Chsam Sefer, doesn't that mean that it's really a chatzitza, according to the Shach. Because according to the Shach, who passes like the Ra'avon, that kosha omid liktzais is kikotzitz dami, so mela it should be a chatzitza. So what's the heter? So the Chsam Sefer answers that we only say koha omid liktzais kikotzitz dami when it's something that will happen right away, without beli hefzik dabar achar b'nehem, that there's nothing that has to intervene. However, in the case of the woman who shaves her head, she shaves her head after bi'ilas mitzvah. As such, right, there is something that intervenes. Right now, the way it is now, the hair is not a chatzitza, no? Because right now, you're not going to cut it. You're only going to cut it after something else happens. Dahainu bi'ilas mitzvah. So therefore, right now, it's not a chatzitza. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. Based on this Chassam Sofer, l'cha'ora, we could answer that the ingrown toenail is not a chatzitza. Because the nail, I'm not going to cut it until it grows enough for its refuah to be accomplished, no? And there is something that has to intervene, which is that it grew enough, it's big enough, the refuah is beginning to take place, no? So l'cha'ora, according to the Chassam Sofer, that would be the answer. Now, it's worth noting that the Chassam Sofer, to my mind, is a very big chiddush. Because the Chassam Sofer is extending this Ra'avon that the Shach quotes beyond nails. If you look in the Mekor HaDavar, the Bach in Sif Yud Tes, that's quoted both in the Taz and the Shach doesn't actually quote the Bach, no? Shach just quotes it as a Ra'avon, but the Bach himself says it. The Bach distinguishes between nails and hair. He says, nails, everybody's going to cut. Hair, people won't cut. Now, it's hard to understand. I mean, everyone will cut their hair also at some point. It's very hard to understand what the Bach means. But the fact is, what I see from the Bach is that his hanacha originally was that this din of the Ra'avon, that whatever I will cut later on, is ki'ilu, I'm going to cut it now, that din, according to the Bach, is true only of nails and not of hair. Not of teeth, no? Let's have a loose tooth. Is that a chatzitza for tefillah? It's going to come out. The dentist told me, you know what, ma'am? You married a young girl, straight out, fresh out of seminary. She still had her wisdom teeth. And dentist says, they're coming out, right? Is it a chatzitza? The answer is no, right? It's a din specifically by nails, this Ra'avon. Now, why exactly that's true? Why this din would be only by nails? So look in the Badei HaShulchan, Sivkatin Kuf Mem Vav. He talks about women, let's say, who shave their legs. Right? I think that's standard practice. So is the hair on her legs, is that a chatzitza when she goes to the mikvah? Do you have to make sure to shave your legs before you go? So the Badei HaShulchan says, yeah, you should try to shave your legs before you go to be choishish for this shach b'shem the ra'avon. But l'maisa, push comes to shove, he says, he doesn't think you have to be choishish for it because we don't paskin like the ra'avon. Right? Meaning to say, we don't paskin that just because I'm going to cut it off later, it's going to be a chatzitza. The nails is stamazaya chumra that got into the system, but not because of the Ra'avon's reason. That's what the Badei HaShulchan paskins in Sivkatin Kuf Mem Vav. Maybe we'll talk about this a little bit later. So I think lahalacha, what the Chassam Sofer is saying, to extend it even to the hair, lahalacha we don't paskin like that, because lahalacha we paskin like the Taz, not like the Shach, kimosha nevaer. Yeah.
We're going to explain
Yes. We'll try to explain that. Yes. But we have to get there. But let's just continue. So Sif Yud Tes, the napach on the tziporin is not a chatzitza. You get an impression from this din, says the Badei HaShulchan, that it's not a chatzitza when it's ein yechol lo lechtoich v'lo lechateit. It's not a chatzitza if you can't dig out the dirt. V'mashma, that if I can dig out the dirt, I should try to do so. No? Even though it hurts. We said earlier that something that hurts might not be a chatzitza. Right? We said when it came to the scabs, that if it's painful, it's not a chatzitza, because by virtue of the fact that it's painful, that shows I'm not makbid. Adrabah, I want to keep it on. I don't want to take it off. Right? That means I'm not makbid. So how come over here it is going to be a chatzitza? So the Badei HaShulchan suggests that maybe this is a raya to the yisod of the Samach Tzedek and the Alter Rebbe. The Samach Tzedek and the Alter Rebbe said, right, we asked the Kasha, how come these scabs that are painful to remove are not a chatzitza, yet the chetz, the arrow, right? I think I gave a mashal, like let's say when you were in South Africa, if you were shot by an arrow, right, so it would probably hurt to take it out, right? I think that's why we presented it last time. I think the mashal is a good mashal. It illustrates it very well. Right? L'chora would be painful to remove an arrow, no? If you want to disagree, we could test it out, but I don't recommend that. So, how come by the chetz it is a chatzitza? That's the kasha they asked. So we had two answers. One answer was a difference between the dove that's part of the body and not part of the body. That was the Sidri Tara's answer. And the Alter Rebbe's answer was that the chetz is a chatzitza because it's going to hurt to take it off now. It's going to hurt to take it off later. So memeo, it's a chatzitza. By the scab, it's not a chatzitza because later on it won't hurt to remove it. When you leave it on the body long enough, it doesn't hurt to remove it. So says the Reb Fivel Cohen, he thinks that maybe the napa chamakam atzipayrin, the reason why it's a chatzitza, even though it's painful, is because it's the type of thing that would hurt now if I remove it, it'll hurt later if I remove it as well, as a shtickle raya to the Alter Rebbe. That's his suggestion. I don't know. I think it's elegant. I think it explains things. Okay, so now, let us continue with our discussion of nails. Fingernails, are the nails themselves a chatzitza? So it is a machlokas between Mechaber and Ramah, and it's a machlokas between Shach and Taz, effectively, no? Va'afaresh. Mechaber says that dafka batzik shetachas ha-tziporin is a chatzitza, but the tziporin atzma is not a chatzitza. And even if it's a very big nail that you're going to cut it off, it's not a chatzitza. However, the Ramah says, once the minig is to cut the nails, so then, right, if you have even a single nail that remains, you need another tevila. That's what the Ramah says. Now, what's the pshat in the Ramah? So we already mentioned the shach's pshat in the Ramah, that really the Ramah is choshish for the ra'avon, that kosher omen liktos is kikotzit stami. The Taz, however, doesn't like that pshat. The Taz proposes that pshat, but he says, what are you talking about? Right? The Ramah formulates it just that it's a minhag of women. It doesn't sound like me ikar hadin, we hold like this ra'avon. It's stamas like a minhag. And the minhag is because, lamaisa, it's very... I remember as a kid, I went to Camp Monk. And before visiting the day in Camp Monk, Millicent Silbermans, who was the camp mother, used to go around and she used to look at our fingernails to make sure that there was no dirt. Because she said, all of our parents are going to come up on visiting day and look at our fingernails and they're going to see dirt and they're going to think that Camp Monk is not a good camp and they don't care about the campers. That's basically... Now, it's very hard to get all the dirt out from your fingernails. That's the basic yisod, right? And they have this stuff called goop. Goop was like this big barrel of stuff that you put your fingers in, and it did miracles. And Mamish got all the junk out. It was Nisim in the Flois. So, it's hard to get the dirt out from under the fingernails. Zok the Taz, that's the Pshat in the Ramah. Fundamentally, the nail itself is not a chatzitza. Women cut their nails. Mechaber says, if I forgot to cut my nails, not a problem, as long as there's no dirt underneath, it's not a problem. The Ramah says, if you forgot to cut your nails, go again. Why? Because the Sharei Dura says, and the Sharei Dura says the Taz is the Pshat in the Ramah, or is it the Makor for the Ramah, and hence the Pshat. The Sharei Dura says that the concern is that maybe there's really some dirt underneath your nails. Right? And even though you're saying that it looks clean to me, right? Yeah, it always looks clean to the camper, but when Mrs. Silverman's comes around and looks at your nails, she realizes that it ain't so clean. Right? That's the pshat in the... it's a very good mashal, actually. And if you went to Camp Monk, you probably... I don't know if she's alive yet. Yeah, what are you telling me, Josh?
In this mashal, she's got it.
What?
In this mashal, she's got it.
The mashal?
In this mashal, she's got it.
She's gone.
Well, she's like, she's telling you that, no, you are actually a sort of...
She's the halachic system. Fine. Now. Yeah.
Is that like the Rishonim that say the reason why women have minhag to cut their nails? Same idea?
No, exactly. You know, the Shari Dura says the minhag of nashim to cut their nails is because mikol makom toiv lahachmir v'tit bo pam shenis mishon de'iyef sher shalot tehe b'tolchem tit. Mills and Silbermans. It's not shayich to make sure that there's no tit underneath the nails. That's what the Taz says. Now, the Shach and Taz, based on their different perspectives, end up in very different halachic territory. For the Shach, fundamentally, the Ramah is choshesh for this Ra'avon, that the nail is a chatzitza on itself. Because kol ha'omid l'ktzotz. The Taz is saying that no, it's just that there might be dirt underneath the nail. Memela zok the Taz, in a situation when it is lonsa etzel baila, the Taz quotes a tshuva of Gadol Echad. The Shach tells us that the Gadol who he's referring to is Maharam of Lublin. No? That's who the Gadol was. Lonsa etzel baila, if she already slept with her husband, according to the Taz, she slept with her husband, so in that situation, it's not going to be a problem. The Shach, however, says, one second, no. If you hold fundamentally that the nail is a chatzitza unto itself, so even lonsa etzel baila, you should go back to the mikvah if it's not difficult to do so. That's the maskana of the Shach in Eis Hei. Now, just a few points to note within this Shach and Taz, if you read them carefully. The Taz is speaking about if she slept with her husband, we're not going to send her back. The Shach quotes Maharam of Lublin, not only if she slept with her husband, but even if they... right, how does he say it? The Shach says, Imlo nizkika lebaila oso laila, it's still hadavar mechuar ve'ina tzricha tevila cheres. Right? In other words, the Shach is coming back Ram of Lublin within this day that the Shach doesn't really like. The Shach is coming back Ram of Lublin that even if they didn't actually have Tashmish Hamita, it's still mechuar hadavar to send her back. Nonetheless, within the Shach's own position, and I think I'm reading it correctly, I tried to read it three different times. Maybe some of you guys could help me out. The Shach basically is saying that according to Maharam of Lublin, we equate Tashmish Hamita with just being together, and according to Maharam of Lublin, in both cases, we won't send you back to the mikvah. The Shach says we will send you back to the mikvah. However, the Lashon of the Shach is that we'll send you back to the mikvah when it's Avar Halayla. Right? When it's Avar Halayla, when the night passed, and it's not too difficult to go back. That's where the Shach says it. I get the impression from the Lashon of the Shach that he's only going to send her back if it's Avar Halayla, not if they actually had Tashmish Hamita. And that's because of the Lashon in the Shach, Shelo Lahotzi Laz Al Be'ilasa. That it's a very difficult experience to be sent back to the mikvah, that you think, oh my gosh, I just had an aveira of bias nida, you begin to feel terrible. So, shalom holtzi lazal bi'ilasa, the Shach says not to send her back. I think I'm reading the Shach correctly. Next Hara, the Taz, who says that once they were together, we do not send her back. Remember, the Shach is willing to send her back once they were together. I'm not sure exactly what that means in the Shach. Most assume even if they slept together, if it's not too difficult, you should send her back. Although I'm not sure that's meduyik in the Shach. But the Shach's lashon within this Maharam of Lublin is shelo lahotzi laz al bi'ilasa. The Taz's lashon within the Maharam of Lublin is that shelo lahotzi laz al baneha. Meaning that the Taz is worried that if we're going to send her back to the mikvah and she became pregnant from that bia, So you're going to say that the ben is a ben hanida. L'cha'ora, this is the taz l'shitaso, that the taz in Sof Simin Kuf Tzadivav told us that there's a din of havchana by a ben hanida, no? And the Beis Shmuel and Eben Ha'ezer that was cited in the Goyen Marsha and everybody else says, what the heck are you talking about? Right? And the Nekudas HaKesef. Nekudas HaKesef disagreed. Oh, I didn't even go from Nekudas HaKesef. The Shach Alein disagrees. The Shach says, no. There's no din of Havchana by a ben hanida. The din of Havchana is when the child is going to be a mamzer, not a mamzer, a real psul. A ben hanida is just like an issue in bad midos. I think we spoke about this, right? So, you get the impression from reading this Taz that the Taz is saying, you know what? The Taz is saying that I'm worried about a Ben Hanida, which is Lashitaso, that Ben Hanida is Mamish Apsol, but the same as what he said at the end of Kuf Tzadivav. And the Shach does not hold that way in the end of Kuf Tzadivav, Ayin Sham. Next point. The Taz holds that a woman who does not cut her nails, and then the nails are found to be clean afterwards, does not have to go back to the mikvah, bifrat when she's lonsa etobaila. Right? That's what the Taz holds. The Shach would say that you have to go back to the mikvah even if the nails are clean. The Taz says that my raya, that you don't have to go back to the mikvah when the nails are clean, is because in the worst case scenario, what are we worried about? We're worried about the Hagoya Shari Dura, that maybe there's some dirt under the nail. Zuck the Taz, were there to be dirt under the nail, it would be a miyotamakbir, which l'chol hayoser is a din dirabonon. So what we have over here is really a suffik dirabonon. And Zuck the Taz, suffik dirabonon lahakel, we're not sure if there's any dirt. Suffik Rabbanon Lahakel. Hello, that's a big chiddush. Zuck the Sidre Tahara. Taz, you tell me I say Suffik Rabbanon Lahakel even b'mokay mischazik Isura. Right, this Isha is b'cheskas Isra. She had been a Nida until now, no? And now she goes to the mikvah. You don't know for sure that she has been lifted out of her state of Tuma because maybe there's some butzek tachas hatzipayren. You can't say suffik derabbanon lahakel b'mokayim ischazek isura. Breakfast sichnahara in sifkatin lamites. So then the sichnah tahara says, whoa. Who says that you don't say suffik derabbanon lahakel b'mokayim ischazek isura? The Shach in Kuf Yud says that. Kuf Yud Samach Dalet, no? The Shach says and Kuf Yud, and the Pri Chodesh disagrees with the Shach up in Nart, over there. And not only does the Pri Chodesh disagree with the Shach, but the Taz in Hilchos Melicha, which we don't teach anymore in Smicha. But in Hilchos Melicha, the Taz says that we hold that Safek Derabbanan Lahakel, Afilo B'makom Eschazek Yisura, V'hadavam Revuar in this Shach here also, no? This Shach, this Taz here also, the Taz who says that we're going to be Mako by, because Suffolk Drabon on the Hakel, even though it's Ischazik Isura, the Taz is willing to be Mako. That's what the Sidre Tahara notes. It's a Taz Lashitaso. Let's move on. Another Chiddush in the Taz. Or another point of dispute that the Sidre Tahara doesn't like in the Taz. The Taz says that you could be Mako if she goes to the mikvah and she has her nails that are uncut. If you don't find dirt on them after, you could be Mako. That's what the Taz says, right? Even, right? Especially when she slept with her husband, you could be Mako. Adkan divrei hataz. Vrek the Sidre Tahara, there's a din in Kuf Tzadites that there's a din to Rabbanan called Chafifa, that you have to like scrub your body, comb your hair before you go to the mikvah. And there's a din to Raisa called Iyon, that you have to scrutinize your body to make sure there's no chatzitzis. The Gemara in Baba Kama, Sofek Meruba, teaches me that Iyon is a din to Raisa, but the Chafifa is a din to Rabbanan. the Sidrei Tahara notes that the din of Iyun means you have to scrutinize every nook and cranny on your body. You have to look at the entire thing to make sure there's no chatzitzas. So, frek the Sidrei Tahara, what are you smoking, Rabbi Taz? He doesn't say it exactly this way, but I'm like embellishing. He says, what are you talking about? Like, you're telling me that she went to the mikvah and she didn't cut her nails, it's going to be okay, but if she didn't cut her nails, that means she didn't look at her nails well. Because every Orthodox Jewess, right, if she would look at her nails, would cut them. If she didn't look at her nails, doesn't mean that there's no iyun. If there's no iyun...
Why can't she just look at her nails and see there's no chatzitza? So she looked at them.
Well, no.
She's gonna put two and two
again, the case is... Well, let's go slowly. The case is that the chumra, the sharei dura, is that I go to the mikvah with my nails. I'm worried that maybe there was some dirt underneath. Right? And that's why I should go again, l'chatzchila, according to the Rambam. But when you were with your husband, you don't have to go again. Right? That's the whole cheshbon according to the Taz. So now, that means, right, ideally I would cut my nails. The reason I didn't cut my nails is I forgot to look at them. If I forgot to look at them, that means that there's a chisaron in the iyun. If there's a chisaron in the iyun, that means that my whole tevila should be no good. Because I didn't do the din d'oraisa of iyun. That's the Sidrei Tahara's kasha. Yeah.
Why isn't that just because she looked at them? If she would have looked at the nails, she's going to remember to cut them.
I think that's the way women work.
Why is it so?
Because you go to the mikvah. There's a whole checklist on the wall. Cut your nails. Big letters in green and red and purple, whatever. Cut your nails, it says. Right? So LMI, the fact that she didn't cut her nails means that she didn't look at them carefully. I think that's like a more standard explanation. Maybe there's room to kvetch. But based on this, the Sidrei Tahara argues on the Taz, no? Sidrei Tahara tainas that maybe you're going to have to go back to the mikvah, not because of the shach's reason, but because of the lack of iyun. The Bible Kohen has a pshara. He wants to say it depends how long your nails are. If the nails are protruding beyond the basar, so then in that situation, the din iyun is a din d'oraisa. However, if the nails are cut to the level of basar, so any dirt that would be there would have the halacha of a chatzitza b'beis ha-sesarim, he tries to argue from a different ravon. If that's the case, if it's getting like chatzitza b'beis ha-sesarim, so in the middle there's no din iyun d'oraisa in that area, that's his cheshbin. Look in the Badei HaShulchan in Sifkaten Kuf Mem Zayin and the Be'urim on that page. Josh, you had a comment?
Why not say that the woman did
iyun
like on parts of her body?
So the Sidrei Tahara argues, and I think it's a compelling argument, that the din of iyun means that I have to scrutinize myself to make sure there's no chatzitza. Thus means I have to look at every part of my body. And if there's one part of my body I didn't look at carefully, thus says nish iyun.
Also, does it say that there's any connection between iyun and the tefillah working b'dieved?
So that will learn in Kuf Tzadi Tes. That without a chafifa the tefillah doesn't work. And without iyun, the tefillah doesn't work. And exactly the interval between chafifa and iyun is something we'll have to discuss in Kuf Tzadi Tes. Does chafifa replace iyun? We'll discuss that. That's another chakira. That might be a way out of this, but yeah.
Can you say that iyun is a chiyuv on Torah level only for chatzitzas on a Daraisa level and shouldn't exist for things that are chatzitzas on a Daraisa level?
So... apparently we don't want to say that it seems like the din iyun is that you have to scrutinize. How do I know for sure that there's no chatzitz on the Torah level? I have to check everything. Now you're saying, but once I checked 51% of my body, so for sure there's no chatzitz on Torah level.
So you missed a finger and I was like, okay, that's a tiny part of her body.
That's a good, we'll talk about this when we learn chatifan iyun, more be iyun, pardon the pun. Okay, now the Taz holds that the nail itself is not a chatzitza. The Shach holds that the Pshat in the Rambam is that the nail itself is a chatzitza. Memela, according to the Shach, if a woman on a Friday night has to go to the mikvah and didn't cut her nails, So what we do is we call a goy, and the goy will come to cut the nails for the woman. The Shach says the best situation is to ask the guy to cut the woman's nails al yidei his teeth, or her teeth, or through the hands. Because what we really have to deal with is as follows. Cutting nails, fundamentally, we could argue, should be an Isser D'Oraisa of the Melach of Gozes. Now, Melachos are only D'Oraisa when it's a Melach HaTzricha L'Gufa. If it's a melacha she'ein tzricha legufa, although the Rambam assumes it's d'oraisa, normative Judaism does not really follow the Rambam, and we assume that melacha she'ein tzricha legufa is an iser d'rabbanan. So the Shach over here says, you know what? Since cutting of the nails is a real requirement according to the Ra'avan, so it's done to avoid an aveira. Avoiding an aveira is the halachic equivalent of doing a mitzvah, no? I think that's a Pashat Svara, but that's assumed in the Shach also, that avoiding an Aveira is the halachic equivalent of doing a mitzvah. So Memela, what I have is Amira L'Nachri, to do an Isser, that's an Isser D'Rabbanon, Zach the Shach, because cutting the nails when you don't need the fingernails is an Isser D'Rabbanon. So it's Amira L'Nachri to do an Isser D'Rabbanon B'Makai Mitzvah. So therefore, it's going to be permitted. L'Rav Chadon also the Shachas, that what we should do is, we should ask the guy to cut the fingernails with his fingers, or with his teeth, or her teeth, whatever, because then it's like Amir al-Nachri to do a double drabonon. A drabonon outs the fact that cutting nails is Malach HaShein Tzricha L'Gufa, and a drabonon outs the Shinoi, and the double drabonon makes it even better. That's like the last line in this Nekudas HaKesef. But really, the Shach says it's mutter, based on Amir al-Nachri, Shvus, the Shvus b'makom mitzvah, Amir al-Nachri doing this in Drabanan, b'makom mitzvah, the mitzvah is the Shash of the Ra'avon. Yeah, Josh?
Isn't this
telling
what the
Isser
Gozes is? Isn't this telling what the
Yes, is? Absolutely. So far, I'm just learning a Shach with you. So far, I'm just learning a Shach, no? Now, Taz does not like this approach, ki hu zeh. The Taz Tainus, first of all, that you can only be mekel on Amir al-Nachri b'makai mitzvah. Over here, it's not a mitzvah to cut the nails, because all you really need to do is make sure there is no dirt under the nails. So what you should do is just clean it out. Just clean it out. Make sure there's no dirt. The Mishnah Berurah points out in there's a bir halacha in Simin Shin Mem, right? A sitifam diramasal b'chayiv that goes to this issue. The bir halacha points out that when you clean out your nails, make sure that you don't scratch off any of the nail itself, because that would be the same as a halacha of gozes. But really, the Taz says it's not a mitzvah. Moreover, the Taz says that you can't be mekel on Amir al-Nachri in this case, because Amir al-Nachri is a pshat when the goy is doing the entire aveira by the goy itself. Over here, the Jew is doing the aveira also, because the Jew is a misayaya, right? I know when I ask my kids to cut their nails, so usually Yosef Dov, my 3-year-old, is like, his fist is clenched. He doesn't want me to cut his nails. Like, kids always think it's going to hurt when you cut their nails, no? And you have to get them to be misayaya, to help out, to open their hand. You have to open your hand in order to allow the nails to be cut. Right? So Zuck the Taz, once the woman is opening the nail herself, is opening the hand herself, that's misayaya. And misayaya means it's her aveira. Now, Shach says, what are you talking about? Misayaya is her aveira. Right? The Gemara in Makis, in the Sugya of Makif and Nikif, speaks about Misayaya. Right? That there's a halacha, lo takifu pa'as roshchem, that you can't, what was his name, Mr. T? I don't know, that's like way before any of your times. Right? Yeah, what's it called? Like you cut the whole head to make everything even on the sides. Right? So that's the issue of Makif. And the din of Makif is Makif and Nikif. Lo takifu pas roshchem. Both of you. So the Gemara asks, how can you get Malkus as a Nikif? Right? So the Gemara answers that's misayaya, that you're sitting on the chair and you are bobbing your head and helping. The barber says, move your head this way, move your head that way, in order that I could cut it. So that's makif. Zuck the shach, the din of makif, the din of misayaya is a halacha only in makif and nikif, because the Torah says, lo takifu. So special gzeres hakosav over there, it's written in the plural. But there's no din of misayaya in any other area of Torah. The shach and the taz are fundamentally disagreeing about this nekuda, no? The Taz in Shin Chav Ches and Orach Chaim writes the same as he writes over here. Taz over there in Orach Chaim Shin Chav Ches talks about a case when I need to have a tooth pulled on Shabbos. Not like a Chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana. If it's a Chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana, of course you do it. But it's a Chol HaSheyesh Bo Sakana to get the tooth pulled. Am I allowed to have a guy come and pull my tooth on Shabbos when I have a toothache? Zuck the Taz. No, you can't do that. That's Misayaya. Right? How do you pull a tooth? You have to open your mouth to pull a tooth. No? Usually, I ain't gonna anyone near me with that crowbar and the pool cue, however they did it with like their advanced technology to pull teeth in those days. Right? You can't get me near the 10-foot pole. Right? It's gotta only be based on Misayaya. Zuck the Taz. Misayaya is an Aveira. B'chol HaTorah Kulo, not only by Makif and Nikif. Machlokes between the Shach and the Taz. Everyone and their uncle points out this is 2 days in the Ritvin Makis and Afcha from the base, no? The Ritvan Makos has two opinions about whether the Isser of Misayaya is a way to take a Lav She'en Bo Ma'isa and make it into Lav She'yish Bo Ma'isa, which would be Shayach by every Avera in the Torah, or is it a special din, the Makif and Nikif, Kamoshin Kosim Bashach, that is Mamish 2 days in the Ritva. So that's the next Nakuda. Now, then the Taz says, he says, 1 second, you're going to tell me that a Goy is supposed to cut the fingernails for you, if you forgot to cut them yourself, we'll cover it. But before Shabbos, a guy is going to cut the nails for you. Zuck the Taz, that is not permitted. Because even if it would be a mitzvah, but over here it's going to be an Isser d'oiraisa. And we're not making a Mira l'nachi to do d'oiraisas, no? That's what the Taz says. The Shach says, well, I don't know about that. The Shach l'nikudas against says, there's some Rishayin who says that we are making a Mira l'nachi to do d'oiraisas. Right, look in the Baha Itur. Hey, Adkan, that's what the Shach says. The Taz says, no, we're not. We don't do Amir enough to do a Raisa. No, why is it a Raisa? They're cutting the fingernails. It has to be a Molchash and Tzricha Legufa. Why is it a Raisa at all? So the answer might be, I think this might be what Josh was referring to a few minutes ago, that Molchash and Tzricha Legufa versus Ein Tzricha Legufa. So there's a huge Machlokes Rashi and Taisis in Perek, Klal Gadol, and elsewhere about the definition of Melacha Tzricha Legufa. But maybe I'll say this over the way some of the Achronim say the Rivash, even though I don't think this is what the Rivash really means. The Rivash says that, you know what, cutting nails is not Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. Even if you don't need the fingernail, it's called Tzricha Legufa because it's L'yapay Sasagof. The Melacha of Gozis is to make your nails all farpachket, all nice. Right? That's the goal of cutting nails. So memela, that's a malacha hatzricha legufa, because I make my nails look nicer. Even if I don't need the fingernail that comes off, what could you possibly do with a fingernail? I don't understand. The Shach at one point says, oh, maybe you need the nail itself. What can you do with the nail? I don't know. But the Taz, right? The Taz might hold that's a malacha hatzricha legufa because the nature of the malacha is liyapos hasaguf. That's the way Reb Fiva Cohen quotes it over here. That's the way standard people quote it. I think if you look in the Rivash himself, the Rivash is not exactly saying that. The Rivash is a different part. That according to Taisus the Hagdav, what's a malacha tzricha legufa, what's a malacha she'en tzricha legufa, is what was done in the Mishkan versus what was not done in the Mishkan, no? Isn't this Rabbi Yonason Sachs' favorite topic on the planet? He thinks about this like every day, no? So, the Tosis points out that the definition of Melacha Tzricha Legufa is what was done in the Mishkan. Zok the Rivash, when they did gozes in the Mishkan, they did gozes on the Oros Tachashim. The Tachash was a very beautiful looking animal with like different colors, and they'd sometimes have to pluck hairs out from the Tachash. Why? To make it look nicer, that's true, but that's a detail. The real Yisoy that the Rivash is getting at is that since in the Mishkan they would pluck the hairs out of the Tachash to make the Tachash, they plucked the hairs out of the Tachash and they didn't use the hairs themselves, so therefore the Malacha that was done in the Mishkan does not involve the use of the hairs itself. Therefore, it's called a malacha tzricha legufa because that's exactly what was done in the Mishkan. I could read the Rivash that the liyapos element is almost a detail. Okay, let's just bring this back to Hilchos Nida. According to the Taz, a woman who forgets to cut her nails on Shabbos should not ask a guy to cut the nails because it's not really a mitzvah. There would be a nisa d'oraisa, etc., like we explained. According to the Shach, you should ask a guy to cut the nails. Now, we pointed out that the Achrenim pass on like the Taz, they don't pass on like the Shach. The Raya that we pass on like the Taz, not the Shach, we said is like from the long hair. The Raya that we pass on like the Taz, not like the Shach, l'cha'ora, is also from the Pesachei Shuvah Sifkat Yud, about Siparnei Ragleha. Toenails. When we speak about nails, we've been talking about fingernails the whole time. The Chamudei Daniel from the Pesachei Shuvah says, yeah, that's true only of fingernails. By toenails, people are not so machbid on the dirt under their toenails, because most people wear socks. Remember the first Musar Shmuz for a Frivolin gave, and that was in KBY's, Bachurei Yeshiva, Shichim Lobosh Garbayim. That was the Musar Shmuz, that you have to wear socks, that's like one of the Yikari HaAmuna, right? We got it. So most people wear socks, and if you wear socks, so Lamaisa, you're not so makbid on the dirt underneath your toenail, so therefore it's not a hakpada. Now hold it, if the Ra'avon is correct, that the nail itself is a chatzitza unto itself, like the Shach puts in the Ra'avon, so then the toenail itself should be a chatzitza. And in fact, Hama'ayin b'divrei ha-Ra'avon shehuv'u devarav b'shach katuv sham tzricha lachtoch tziparnei yadeha viragleha. Right? And the reason you have to cut the toenails is because the toenails are, right, a chatzitza unto itself. According to the Taz, one could argue there's no chiyuv to cut toenails so much, because Lamaisa, right, the only chiyuv is if there's going to be dirt underneath it, it's going to be a chatzitza by toenails. If you're not machbed on the dirt underneath it, it wouldn't be a chatzitza. You should note, by the way, Chacham Ovad Yosef notes in the Tahar Asabayis, I think on page 88, that if you live in a country where people wear sandalim and they're not bachurei yeshiva, so therefore the dirt under the toenails would be a chatzitza also, like the against the Chamudei Daniel. I think that's just a svara pshuta. Okay. So, Lamaisa, it seems that we do not really hold like the Shach. We really hold like the Taz, right? Im kenim hadvarim. So I would expect that we should paskin that a woman who forgot to cut her nails on a Friday night, that she should just be menachir heitev. She should just clean it out carefully, get rid of all the dirt, and go to the mikveh that way. However, the Bir Halacha there in Shin Mem, Sif Aleph, Dibar Maschel V'chayiv, Bir Halacha says that really you should have a guy cut the nails for you, preferably Ayidei Shinui, like the Shach mentioned. So I was very bothered by this kasha. I thought the Taz says that we don't do Amir L'Nachri unless it's a mitzvah. And it's not really a mitzvah because you don't have to do it because you yield to it with Nikor. So how come, right, if we pass on like the Taz, and the Badei HaShulchan and Kuf Memvav pass on like the Taz, and Kuf Nun Beis, Sifkat and Kuf Nun Beis, the Badei HaShulchan says that you should have a guy cut the nails you on a Friday. So what's going on here? So I spoke to Rav Shachter about this a number of years ago. Rav Shachter told me that he thought the pshat was that maybe we don't hold like the Taz of Nekuda that we're only docha amir l'nachri l'tzerech mitzvah. Maybe we're docha amir l'nachri even l'tzerech a minhag tov, not only if it's a mitzvah. Cutting the nails with chalach lechos according to the Taz might not be an absolute requirement if you get by with nikor, but it clearly is a minhag tov, right? The mechaber and sefiot chesed is a minhag tov. Right, everyone holds a minhag tov to cut the nails, and maybe we're going to be docha amir l'nachri l'tzerech a minhag tov. So, okay, I wrote that down beside my Badei HaShulchan, as Rav Shachter told me. End of conversation. Around 3 years ago, the yeshiva at one of its Shavuos retreats, there was like a great issue that came up late Erev Yontiv afternoon when they noticed that the caterer forgot to bring up soda to the hotel for the whole weekend. So what did they do when they forgot to bring soda? So Rav Shachter says, Rav Shachter told them, send the guy, have the guy buy lots of soda for the whole hotel, and we'll all drink our soda on Yantif. In other words, he was making an Amir L'Nachri to do an Isser of buying, which is an Isser D'Rabbanon, L'Tzayrich, Sudas Yantif, and he assumes that, what? That the soda is part of the Sudas Yantif. If you look in the Amir L'Nachri book by Rabbi Jackson Klebunim Cohen, whatever his book is called over there, you know, like the, it's actually a very good book. Those English books, some of them are much better than others. Amir L'Nachri is actually very good. So he points out that you can only be mikon amir al nochri l'tzarech seuda Shabbos for the part of the seuda that's like the ikar seuda, which he says like the challah and the gefilte fish, whatever. That's what he says. But he says that the seuda is not called the ikar seuda. That's what he writes, and it's not really a mitzvah. But I thought maybe when Rav Shachter was mikon on this, again, I didn't speak to him about this, but I thought maybe when he was making on this, it was because he holds that Amir al-Nafl, having soda on Shabbos and Yantav Bechorah is at least a minig tov. Tastes good. Right? It's a minig tov. If it's a minig tov, maybe you could be making on Amir al-Nafl for the minig tov. Maybe that's the pshat in the story. So these are some of the issues that came up. I really wanted to get the Beis HaSesarim today. Okay. I'm trying to talk as fast as I can. Maybe I have to tell fewer jokes. Okay, Tefra. Yashikar, we will finish up in Yetushim this week by hook or by crook.